Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. What a week. Man, glory to God.
Amen.
This great book by Don Colbert, Healthy Gut Zone, and we've talked about it now for a week, this being Friday, and that every living thing, I started to say this early in the week, and I did say part of it, but I had the Lord in ministering to me over this, because I had a gluttony, fat problem for years. And just determination, I made a decision. I'm not being fat anymore. I want whatever I have to do with this. The decision, I wrote a little book called The Decision's Yours. God created everything to eat, but He will not choose the food. He has put before us in His own word, in His own words through the Holy Spirit, the foods that are dangerous and the foods that are not. Yeah, but that's under the law. No, that's in your gut. It's like tithing. It was from the beginning, and this was from the beginning. So now we have to make the decisions, and we have to make them by faith, and faith is the power. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith is the victory that overcomes. I like to say it like this and have many times. Faith is the victory that overcomes the belly.
Amen. That's true.
Faith is the victory that overcomes problems in your thinking, in your mind. So, but the faith begins where the will of God is known because of these blood covenants. And this book is the will of God, and you can learn what will extend your life. You can learn what will cut it short, but you have to believe it, and you have to act on it. And let me tell you how simple it is. This is how simple it is. Well, Doc, I think I'll go to the store today. So, I may not. Or, Dr. Colbert, I believe I'm going to go to the store today. Now I believe it. In the other way, I had no commitment, but now I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, Dr. Colbert, I'll see you in a little bit. I have to go to the store today. Now it's a cinch.
Right.
I am going to the store today.
Amen.
It's not hard. It isn't. Like Charles Capp said, it is so simple, you have to have help to misunderstand it. You have to sell some preacher help to misunderstand it, and so forth. Now, Jesus, the manifest will of God in action. And it's the knowledge acted on that gets results. This is knowledge from a Spirit-filled ambassador, doctor of God. And as I mentioned yesterday, years ago, the word of the Lord came to me in his kitchen. And he said, you minister this to him and put your hand on him. He is an apostle of healing. He has been sent forth by the Spirit of God to teach the body of Christ how to be well. Now, what about Jesus then? I want to read two scriptures for you. In the 14th chapter of Matthew, the 14th verse, Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion and healed and toward them, and he healed their sick. Now, there had to be somebody in a great multitude that was a bum, a jerk.
Sure.
That's standing there thinking, I hope he doesn't find out what I was doing yesterday. But he healed him. Because he is compassion. God wants his people well. He wants you well. He wants you well. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, easiest thing you ever did in your life, do it now. Jesus, come into my heart, take my life, do something with it.
Amen.
Glory to God. I receive it. Now I'm born again.
Yes.
Well, now, he's done it all. He went to hell so that you could be saved. Amen. But he can't pray your prayer.
Amen.
He can't do this for you.
Right.
So then, and he healed him. It was, that's God's will. He said, I don't say anything that I don't hear my Father say, and I don't do anything I don't see my Father do. Now, in the, 15th chapter, the very next chapter of Matthew, Jesus departed from there and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there, and great multitudes came unto him, having with those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wonder when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now, you get into this and you learn how to receive and good knowledge. Knowledge acted on brings results. Amen. And you find out what the Spirit of God said through Donald Colbert, and this is good information. Now, let me tell you something. I've known these people since their old son was a baby. I held him in my arms. And he's how old?
37.
30. I've known you a long time. Yes. You've been married how long?
40 years.
I must have met you on your wedding anniversary. I mean, hey, come on.
Yeah.
Long time here.
Yeah. Amen.
I know him. Yeah. I know his life. Mm-hmm. I know her. Mm-hmm. I know their life. I know how they conduct. He practices what he preaches.
Amen.
Because, like somebody else I know, he learned a lot of it the hard way. Mm-hmm. God corrected him,
yes.
Healed his body when they said he'd never walk again. So I'm very interested in anything he writes, anything he says, because there's been time I've called him on the phone and said, hey, I got to have help. And his answer was always, okay, what's up?
That's right.
That's, well, this and this and this. Well, that's easy. That's sure. Easy for you to say.
It is easy.
Well, there was a time I went into his office. I was in such horrible pain that it was blinding pain with my low back and that disc ruptured in my back in 2004. Just horrible, terrible pain.
I remember.
Guess who got his hands on me immediately? Immediately after that happened. Dr. Colbert. I was supposed to go to Korea and minister and go to Australia. And I'd never canceled a meeting because of sickness or disease, and I've not canceled one since. He said, no, you can't go. He said, unless you want to wind up in a wheelchair, you're going to cancel that one. He said, you're going to come see me. So I did. And then he did. And then God did.
Amen. I remember we were sitting at dinner. Amen. Remember that night?
Oh, yeah.
This is after the third day you were here with us there in Orlando.
It was like after a couple of weeks, I think.
Was it? Was it?
Yeah.
I think it was like the first week, not very long after. But we were sitting at dinner at a restaurant, and all of a sudden you went, glory to God!
I know.
In the restaurant.
I was thinking, what happened?
Everybody turned.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you looked across at Gloria and you went, Gloria, I have no pain.
That's right. That's right.
And you were just so excited. Yeah. All of a sudden it hit you. There's no pain.
But let's talk about back pain for a sec, because that's something that literally plagues so much of the church.
That's just chronic, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I see this every day in my practice. People come in with lower back pain.
Now, he's not a chiropractor.
No, I'm not
a
chiropractor.
He's a medical doctor.
But again, what I do is I notice people. I notice the way they walk. We'll be in the airport, and I'll tell Mary, I said, Mary, that guy's got a major hip problem. That guy's got a major knee problem. Mary, that guy's got Parkinson's. Yeah, does he know? Mary used to go and tell him, do you know you're a Parkinson? They'd say, no. And they'd go and get checked, and they'd call my office and say, sure enough, how'd you know that? I can tell. You can tell by the way they carry themselves.
We sit in the airport, and Don sits, and he diagnoses everybody walking
by. Well,
I'm sitting there.
But what I wanted to tell you is when people walk in my office with a big belly, that puts a lot of weight on their lower lumbar area. See, God, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has designed the most amazing scaffolding system. He's put three unique curves in our back. These curves have got to be maintained, but as we age, we start to get bent over. We lose our curves, and when we lose our curves, we lose our scaffolding system. When that happens, it puts wear and tear on our facet joints, on our disc. We start to develop arthritis, degenerative disc disease.
Let me add to that how important it is, because when that disc blew like it did,
right,
that was because of disobedience. Bad things happen to good people because they make bad choices. And the Lord talked to me about you start walking and don't quit.
Amen.
Well, I did it for a while, but I quit. Mm-hmm. I disobeyed God, and it blew up all at one time Sunday morning after Southwest in my shower. Mm-hmm. And I fell on the floor and couldn't get up. I crawled out of the shower. Anyway, now, disobedience to what you already know is right cost me an inch of my height. I was 5'10". I am now just a little over 5'9". Because of that, it compressed.
Right. And that's exactly what's happening. Yeah. See,
so my scaffolding that was holding me up compressed.
And started pinching nerves.
Yeah.
And pain. Pain comes. And I thank goodness for pain, because a lot of people try and turn the pain off. Pain alerts you there's something wrong going on. And what do we do for the spine and for the joints, for the knees, for the hips? I see so many people come waddling in. When they're waddling like that, they're wearing their hips out. Their hips are they're going to need hip replacements. When you see someone waddling around, their hips are almost gone. They got bone on bone. So again, what we have to do is unload the frame. This frame was only meant to carry so much weight.
Now, Pat Boone, a long time, I met Pat when I was in high school.
Oh yeah, Pat, we love
I've
Pat
known him for all these years, and I talked to him just a few days ago.
Yes.
But he wore his knees out jogging.
Oh yeah,
jogging's
not good for
him. And he jogged and he ran and he jogged and he ran.
No, cycling's the best thing for the knees.
They had to replace his knees.
Yeah, sure. Well, again, our body's not meant to carry that thing. When you come down on your knees running or jogging, you're putting 3 to 5 times your body weight on those knees, and you're just compressing, wearing your cartilage out. I tell people, walk rapidly, or even better, cycle. When you cycle, like on a recumbent bike, I see so many people come with arthritis of the knees, and they come in and they say, oh, I've got bone on bone, I'm going to need a knee replacement. I said, no, you don't. Let's try this first. It's amazing how many people we've prevented them from having knee replacements, and they're pain-free. It's real simple. We unburden their bodies. Their knees are carrying too much weight. We stop them from jogging. We start them on the elliptical machine, or we start them on the recumbent bike, or cycling, or swimming exercises. You got to do some exercise. We put them on the diet. We lose that belly fat, and then we put them on natural anti-inflammatories that work amazing. I talk about these in my book, such as curcumin or turmeric. When you get the right dose of curcumin turmeric, it is amazing how literally inflammation goes down, eventually is many times able to turn off. But when you combine it with an herb, frankincense or boswellia, it works synergistically as well many times as anti-inflammatory medicine, but without the side effects. You don't get the gut inflammation that our anti-inflammatories cause with these natural herbs God's put on the earth. And then collagen, especially chicken collagen. It is so important for the joints. And then for the knees, the special form of glucosamine, chondroitin, when you combine all these together, and then the exercise with it, and then the diet with it, and you get them off the sugar, all the inflammatory foods, the fried foods that invite inflammation. I tell patients, so many foods invite inflammation into the joints, especially dairy, cheese.
Yes.
And it always, almost always invariably turns out these people with bad arthritis are cheese lovers. When you love cheese, you're asking for sinus issue, ear issues, but especially arthritis. If you have joint pains in your hands, and you have those joints, especially in your distal fingers or at the DIP joints, and you get knots forming on them, I'm telling you, you are highly sensitive to cheese, and you are most likely craving cheese, but also tomatoes and peppers and paprika. They literally invite inflammation into those joints. But the worst is fried foods. French fries, and you, I know you're out there and you got joint pains, knee pains, hip pains, back pains, hand pains, and you are loving them French fries. And you're loving that butter pop popcorn that literally is setting your fingers on fire. And you're loving those fried corn chips, those deep fried corn chips with queso. And you are just asking for it.
You know, people for years taught and believe that, you know, God allowed you to suffer because He's trying to teach you something. You know, that God's a child abuser, you know, and He teaches His children through abuse. Can you imagine that used to be such a normal teaching?
T.L. Osborne.
Oh, love T.L.
Tommy Lee Osborne.
Yes. Love him.
And he, you know, when Gloria and I, well, when we got born again, Gloria had never heard the word born again. She was raised in a church that just didn't say anything about that. Well, I did because I was raised in a Southern Baptist church. But I never, when I began to read the Bible, I went in there to Gloria. I said, did you know that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all told the same story? She said, well, I just got a hold of that. You know, I'm reading the Amplified Bible. I got a hold of it. Well, when the Lord told Brother Roberts, when he first went into the healing ministry, He said, you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and the book of Acts on your knees.
Praise God, yeah.
Three times through in 30 days.
Wow.
And He said, that's when I met Jesus.
Praise God.
That's when I knew He was the healer.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing with this. Yes. You can take this and read it through the first time, but then go back and study it.
Amen.
And then the more you read it, this was taken out of Scripture, and so faith will come.
Well, that's what I was telling. When you have arthritis, now again, when you put the right foods in that are non-inflammatory, anti-inflammatory, like Alaskan wild salmon, oh my goodness, put some garlic on top of that, grill it, but don't burn it now, just grill it, and then put olive oil on it. It is the most amazing anti-inflammatory food. And veggies, veggies, veggies. I eat lots of those cruciferous veggies, lots of salads. And when you do this and put olive oil, I don't just put a teaspoon on there. I'll put maybe 4 or 5 tablespoons of really good olive oil. How do you know if it's good olive oil? Well, this is one of God's most healing foods on the planet.
Praise God.
When you take a tablespoon of olive oil, or start with a teaspoon, and you take it, and it has a little burn in the back of the throat, you cough, it generally means it has these powerful phenolic polyphenol compounds that are some of the most powerful anti-inflammatories on the planet.
Now, because of Doc and Mary, we do that, Gloria and I do that every morning.
Praise God. Good.
Before breakfast, before you eat or drink anything. And it's his favorite word is amazing.
It is amazing.
It is amazing. That olive oil. Now, when I come in the morning and the little cup there is full of it, that's the first thing I grab.
Amen, I do.
And it'll bite your throat.
It does.
Kind of swish it around in your mouth and swallow it.
Oh, I'll swish it around for 5 minutes.
And it says, I'm here.
It wakes you up. If you're not awake, it will wake you up.
We have a patient who just came in this week. A year ago, his carotid arteries were 30% blocked.
Oh, that was last week. That's true.
And he had had 40 years old and had 4 bypasses in his thing. And they told him, they said, you've probably got about 10 years left because you form plaque and there's not really much you can do and blah, blah, blah. So Don, a year ago, put him on drinking this olive oil. They went in and they did the carotid ultrasound on him. They can't find plaque in him anywhere.
Well, again, there's a few other things we did too with fish oils, but and some powerful natural.
But the doctors were like, "What did you do? We've never seen."
But again, 30%.
Something else you taught me that needs to be plugged in here because this is Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
And this has become our routine. We are, we, our, in our evening meal is at 5:30.
Amen. Good.
And we eat, we're, you know, and our evening meal is not big and heavy and all that. And 30, 35 minutes, we get right up from there. And I take my shower and Gloria takes her bath. We go to bed, and then it's either Brother Hagin or Healing School.
And, Amen.
We may not turn the light out until 10 or 10:30. And then we don't eat the next morning until about 8:30 or 9, unless I'm taping or something, you know, and it's early. But that's our natural routine.
Now, let me tell you.
Think about the hours there.
Oh, my goodness.
That we actually fasted.
Therapeutic fasting, intermittent fasting. Let me tell you, when you do this, you unlock the most powerful healing process in your body. Christians have stopped fasting. Yeah. And I tell people, especially if you're overweight, you need to fast. You only need one or two meals a day. When you take this olive oil and avocado oil and nuts, literally they stay as fuel in your body for 6 to 8 hours. I go and I forget to eat lunch because I start each day with an avocado, a couple of eggs cooked in avocado oil, a little bit of blueberries or raspberries, and I have some coffee with some dark chocolate and a little MCT. Oil powder.
And all of, lately, we've been having the word on in the morning. No news. We never turn on the news anymore.
No more news.
We have
only
the
good
word
news.
Going
only
for
good
like,
news.
We get
Amen.
Up about 6 and he heads out about 8. So from 6 to 8.
First spend time in the word right here.
Nothing but the That's word the going. First, we have
Amen.
The word going throughout
and
the
And I'll
whole
do like Brother Hagin. I'll pray Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3
he
out
comes
loud.
Home
Amen.
After we've had the words going the whole time.
Amen.
We sometimes are forgetting to eat.
We do.
Because we're finding that when you nourish on the Word, you're satisfied.
Yes, you
Amen.
Are.
You
yes,
are satisfied, and yes, you'll forget to eat. I mean,
well, we only eat about 2 meals a day.
And
usually.
When I'm on the road, and I'm, you know, I don't want anything heavy in me anyway.
Amen.
And and that breakfast meal is so important.
Amen, it is.
But Ivana make me a smoothie.
Mm-hmm, good.
And this is when I get a lot of my greens
Good,
and stuff.
Right.
And you get it and it's just green and ugly looking because he puts raw spinach in there.
Good. That's good
I like
for
spinach
you.
Anyway I can get it.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And then he puts the fruit in there and all that and grinds it all up in a few
months. Some fiber in there, I'm
and,
sure.
And the right seeds and stuff, the little things you can't even see.
Sure. That's your fiber.
It's good.
And it's full. You're filling.
That is some kind of good. Glory to God. And who?
It is.
Good for you.
Nasty packed, looking, good tasting.
Packed full of antioxidants, phytonutrients, vitamins,
exactly
and minerals.
Very rich protein powder.
So good for you.
And we're out of time again.
Oh, my goodness. We just got started. Well, the gut is the foundation of health.
This
you build
is
a
it.
Foundation for a house, you start with a foundation before you build a house.
That's
this
right.
is the foundation.
And you don't start with the roof.
You don't.
You start with the foundation. Praise God. Is that it, Tim? We're out.
We're out.
Yeehaw, we're gone. Hey, Jeremy, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Papa. God desires for you to be well. He created the foods that you and I should eat, but have you noticed He won't make us eat them? It's us. We have to make those decisions by faith. And eating by faith is a lifestyle, choosing God's way to live in divine health. Now, if you missed any of the broadcasts this week, you can watch them free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Every Friday is offering day on the broadcast, and I want to read to you from Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." I know many people watching this broadcast right now, you are partners with this ministry, and many of you have been partners with this ministry alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for years and years. And if I asked for testimonies, I know there'd be thousands of you who would say that your seed into this ministry has opened up a door of access for God to go to work in your life, in your family, your finances, in the expansion of your business or even your ministry. And if you're not yet a partner with this ministry, then go before the Lord and find out if He's got an assignment for you, a faith assignment, a financial assignment. And you come right back to this scripture. You ask the Lord, "Have I been taught the word? Were you taught something today or all this week or for years now on this broadcast?" If you have been, and if it's brought help to you, then according to the word, you and I are supposed to share or respond to the word that we've heard. And that's why He said, don't be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And you can be confident that when you sow into the kingdom of God, you are sowing to the Spirit and you reap from the Spirit life. Partners, thank you. Thank you so much. We thank God for you. We thank God for your prayer, for your support. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you and appreciate you. And they're praying for you every day. You know, the Lord called KCM to preach the word of faith. And that's what they've done faithfully for more than 50 years. They've obeyed God to get this uncompromised word of faith on every available voice. And over the years, the voices have been through this broadcast, the network, the magazine, the website, social media, prayer calls, emails that go out, special events, and so many more different things that are going to people all over the world. And when you sow into KCM, you're a part of that. You are a part of getting the word to people everywhere. And you're connecting with a ministry that specializes in faith, in teaching faith, and talking faith, and living and walking and fighting by faith. And you, as a partner with this ministry, can begin to expect that same anointing on your life and working in your life. Father, we thank you today for the giving of the people and the partners of this ministry, and we call them blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for being a part of these broadcasts all this week. We look forward to seeing you again. Until then, remember that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, text the letters KCM and the dollar amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the United States only.